Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heise Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heise Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken Heise and Steve Mahler.
And good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heise, owner and founder of Heise Advisory Group. Alongside of me is the other owner and co-founder of Heise Advisory Group, my beautiful wife, Lori. We're doing the show again today, live right here on KMOX. And so we're happy to be with everybody again. In amongst all the turmoil and everything that's going on, a lot of us having to work at home and trying to keep businesses open, trying to take care of clients. The good news is we are all open as an office. We're taking care of clients. We're taking care of those of you that call in that want to have conversations. We're doing meetings over the phone. We're doing meetings on Zoom. So we're doing business as best as we can under all the conditions to keep everything afloat. And we do that because we feel, and of course, I think we are an essential business in this process. You still got to manage your money. You still got to create a retirement plan if you're looking to retire or recently retired. This stuff's all really, really important. And with everything going on, it's kind of like I wanted to, or we did, kind of get back to some basics today. Yeah. And maybe kind of rebuild this whole thing from the top, because there's obviously a lot of you have been extremely concerned with the market downturns and the impact that has on your accounts and all those things going on. Obviously, our health and the stay at home and all of that is paramount to where we are. But from just let's talk a kind of on a higher level from the beginning. The first thing that all of you need to have in a retirement plan. And so that's what we want to do today. If we can be of service to you through this whole process, if you're nervous about your accounts, if you're nervous about your retirement, if you're not sure if you can retire, whatever direction you are, if you're looking for some help, we're here. And all you have to do is grab that phone. It's 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Or you can always get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. And we've also added a calendar where you can actually go out there and you can schedule a 15-minute phone call conversation with one of our advisors as well. So that's there. We're trying to make it as accessible as we can be to help you through this process.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I know Ken always introduces me, but then he just keeps talking. So just a reminder, I'm Lori Heise, and there's four advisors here in our office. There's Ken, there's Steve, there's Megan, and there's me. And, you know, our values here at Heise Advisory Group are still what they've always been. They're unchanged despite what's happening with the COVID-19. We believe it's still very, very important to be talking about all of these topics, and just as if nothing had happened, although a lot has happened, and more now than ever, making sure that moving forward, if you're retired or if you're approaching retirement, that you understand all of the different factors that go into planning for your retirement. It's not just as simple as, you know, turning in that pink slip and saying, hey, you know, April 30th is my last day. We want to make sure that you are fully prepared to the best of your ability. And that's what we're here for. And we're all available to speak with you at any time by scheduling on the calendar, calling in and scheduling a time with Susan. But please do reach out, even if they're basic questions or things that maybe you don't feel you're getting from your current advisor. Let us help you. That is what we're here for more than ever.
And so starting back at the beginning is really, what is your retirement dream? And what do you want your retirement to look like? And understanding what that's going to cost on a monthly basis or annual basis. And then it's creating the income plan so that you have cash flow each and every month to support the spending needs that you want to have designed in your income plan. So that whole process of really looking at income, income, income. If you don't have a written, documented income plan, step number one, give us a call and we're going to help you with that, because that is the cornerstone to a retirement plan, is having calculated income that's going to be coming in and making sure that you're not just drawing down your market assets with this income. Because if you're taking cash flows and income through a declining market or a declining asset, that could be trouble for your retirement plan. So we need to start looking at income planning. Just a quick little caveat I wanted to throw in. Lori, you were looking at one of the recent changes on RMDs for this year.
Yeah, right. I was looking at some of the new bill that actually the bill relaxes the rules around taking RMDs. And if you would normally be taking required minimum distributions, those are actually waived for 2020. You know, many of you may need those, but something for you to really take a hard look at, that if you don't need those RMDs, the government is giving you a pass for 2020. So be sure and take a look at that with if you're working with someone. If you're not, we can certainly help you take a look at those. And if you are currently with us, those are things that we're going to be looking at with all of the families that we're currently working with to reevaluate those moving forward.
And again, that's huge, because your RMDs are based on the December 31st value, and the market accounts were a lot higher December 31st than they are today. So if you can forego that RMD distribution, that's awesome. So check with your advisor, check with your tax people, make sure that you're on board with being able to do that. So we want to kind of jump into, as part of the income plan, a lot of you have had questions around Social Security. And so we've seen a lot of different things out there about Social Security. And I see a lot of stuff on a regular basis about, oh, come to this event and let's talk about maximizing your Social Security benefit. And folks, that's not always what you want to do. Because sometimes if you're going to retire at age 60 and you're going to postpone your Social Security benefit to age 70, you've got to spend your own money for 10 years. So it's not always the best thing. But I want to talk just a little bit about some of these things that you need to start looking at. And kind of one of them is, what's your family health history? I think that plays a lot into how you look at taking Social Security benefits, because if you're not healthy and your parents died prematurely, maybe statistically you don't have as much of an opportunity to have a long life. Maybe you should consider taking your benefits sooner. Those of you, on the other hand, that have parents that lived into their 90s and you're a picture of health and you work out, you're in the gym and you're doing everything right, eating right and so forth, there's a good chance that you may be living quite a bit longer. And so looking at how you take the higher earning person and try to get that Social Security payment a little higher can really be beneficial, not only for you, then for the surviving spouse at the same time. So kind of looking at what your personal situation, that's why I don't believe in a solid rule of thumb talking about maximizing your benefit. I think it's about optimizing that benefit and how it's going to work for you specifically. You're listening to Your Retirement Highway here on KMOX. It's Ken Heise, Lori Heise. And we're taking a break away from some of the normal stuff, and we're kind of going back to the basics. And today, talking about Social Security. And not only is there that worker benefit, Lori, that is based on your earnings record, but then there's this thing that's called a spousal benefit at the same time, right?
Right. And kind of some of the things that you take people through the process is we can do a Social Security analysis. I think a lot of people look for just cookie cutter solutions. Hey, should I take my benefit at 62 or should I take it at 66 at full retirement or do I wait? There needs to be an analysis to really make sure, as Ken said, it's not about maximizing, it's about optimizing. And we're very specific about that when we make recommendations and understanding everybody's personal situation. You know, Ken and I are kind of in a unique situation. I come from my parents who were not healthy. I don't have longevity in my family history with grandparents and my parents. And while I'm extremely healthy and I exercise regularly, I kind of look at, you know, where I am genetically. Yeah. It's the cards aren't great,
it
but
is
it doesn't.
It is, right?
It is, and it doesn't mean that I won't live to 85 or 90. But there's a lot of variables that go into that. Ken, on the other hand, is not only is he personally healthy, but he comes from longevity. His father lived almost to 92. His mother will be, is she 90?
She'll 92, be
92 this year.
In August, yeah.
So there's some different planning when he and I are even looking at the Social Security planning. But it's you really have to sit down and calculate that and not just throw a dart up against the wall and say, maybe I want to. I mean, we're all looking at the dollars and I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I'd like to take it at 66. But does it make sense? And do we want to do the proper planning? So making sure you go through that analysis and making good decisions.
Well, it's not something that you just jump into and decide you're going to start. You want it to be part of a cohesive plan. And we talk about planning all the time, and this is the time to really start getting back into making sure that you have a retirement income plan, that it's written, it's documented. When are you going to start your Social Security benefits? Are you going to have a pension? How are you going to tap into your investments and bring this all together? So for married couples, you've got a couple of different benefits that you're weighing out. One is the worker benefit. So that's going to be the Social Security benefit that you qualify for based on your wages. And then there's the spousal benefit that is 50% of the spouse's benefit at full retirement age. Now, what that means is that a spouse can look at their wages and their primary benefit, and they can look at the spousal benefit, and they can take the higher of the two at full retirement age. If you take them earlier, you're going to have a reduction in those values, primarily because that's what the law says, right? You're going to take a reduced benefit by taking them early. So really starting to understand that. And at the first death, the surviving spouse gets approximately 100% of the higher benefit. So really looking at how you're going to tie these benefits into your retirement income plan is really, really important. And we do this each and every day as part of our Retirement Roadmap Review. And that Retirement Roadmap Review is meant to be comprehensive. It's meant to be holistic. It's meant to really start with your dream, helping you uncover what your retirement dream is. It's funny, so many people will come into the office and really haven't thought of their retirement dream. They've just been so busy working. So stopping, taking a moment, what is that dream? What do you want it to look like? What's it going to cost? How do you set up a cash flow to support it? How do you set up your investments to support your cash flow? How do you now start to make that all tax efficient? Have you thought of the impact of healthcare expenses? And have you made sure that all your legal documents, power of attorneys for financial, for healthcare, wills or trusts, beneficiary coordination, have you pulled it all together so that you can have the confidence to get yourself through this thing called retirement? It's statistically been proven that people with a comprehensive retirement plan have more confidence in their retirement. And we want you to be one of those people as well. To do that, give us a call, 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. Just reach out, give us a call. We'll help you develop your own personal retirement roadmap so that you too can have confidence moving forward.
Is an 8,000-point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average enough for you to take a serious look at your retirement plan? At Heisey Advisory Group, we want to help you feel confident in the decisions you make with your retirement. A drastic stock market downturn in the years just before or after you retire could cause damage to your retirement. We want to sit down with you to discuss how much risk you have in your portfolio and help you determine if you need to make any changes to your current retirement strategy. It's important to work with an advisor who uses strategies that can potentially help you reduce market volatility's impact on your nest egg. Call Heisey Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 and let us help you create a plan that matches your risk tolerance and retirement goals. That's 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heisey and Steve Muller. Call Heisey Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway right here on KMOX. I'm Ken Heisey. Lori Heisey is beside me. And today we decided to go back to some of the basics of planning. We've talked a lot about the markets. Obviously, we all know they've been very volatile. They've been up and down. It's freaked some people out. A lot of people that we know, most of our clients are relatively calm because they know they have a plan. And part of the planning process that we're talking about today is where Social Security fits in to an income plan, because it's paramount. The cornerstone of that retirement plan is income, income, income. Retirement should be all about income. Just like, think about this, okay? All of our working years, we were getting a paycheck. You would interview with a company and you'd go through the interview process and you were most excited to find out what you're going to get paid, right? And it's all about what you're going to get paid, that paycheck that you take home on a regular basis. When you retire, it should be the same thing. It's paycheck, paycheck, paycheck. How are you going to get paid in retirement? And we've kind of taken this whole thing. A lot of it's because pensions have started to disappear and they're very rare. And it's become 401ks and it's all become an asset-based retirement. Oh, you know, I have to have $1 million. No, you have to have $2 million. It's all about some ambiguous number of accumulated assets when in reality, it's still the same as it always has been. It's income in retirement, and how are you going to create cash flows and incomes?
Right, and not necessarily, you know, what was that commercial we used to watch? Yeah, it was that Fidelity, yeah. Carrying around the number. And, you know, people will often ask, so how much do I need to retire? Or I have X amount, is this enough? That really depends on your vision and your dream for retirement. And that really starts with understanding, what do you want for an income? And what is the budget? I mean, a lot of us kind of go through life, and I think Ken, you and I are in that category a little bit. We have a budget, but we spend sometimes and don't realize, oh wow, we spent X amount of dollars this month or last year. Is that the money? Is that what we truly want for an income in retirement? And understanding that, you know, for me, I don't want to retire and live on less than what I've grown accustomed to. So how do we help you to fulfill those dreams? And that starts with understanding and having an income plan. So to answer your question of, I have $1 million, is that enough? I don't know. Do you want to live on $30,000 a year and, you know, go fishing and live in a cabin? Or do you want to travel around the world and take care of your children and your grandchildren and spend $250,000 a year? Those are questions that only you can answer, but we can help you with the solution if we only understand what it is you're trying to, what your goal is for that retirement.
We had someone many years ago that we ran into. They were already retired, and they only had about, if I remember, somewhere $50,000 to $75,000 worth of assets. And when we were talking with them and we found that out, we were astonished until we dug a little deeper and found out that between the two of them, their pensions and their Social Security, that was, if I remember, somewhere around $120,000
right.
a year.
Yeah, they had teachers' pensions.
And it was this profound moment that said, no, this isn't about assets. They only had $50,000 to $75,000 of assets. Most people would have said, there's no way you can retire. But it's not about assets. It's about cash flow and income. And they had more. I mean, they didn't even spend probably 70% of that. So they had more cash flow and income coming in than they ever needed. So I want to get back to the Social Security topic a little bit as well. We talked about married folks. Want to talk a little bit about those of you that have been divorced, because this is a really important one to understand. If you're divorced and you were married to your ex-spouse for at least 10 years, you can claim a spousal benefit based on your ex's record as long as you're single now and the benefit to which you're entitled is based on your own work history is less than the spousal benefit. So let's peel that back. You have to be married for at least 10 years. You still have to be single. So if you get remarried, you lose that benefit. So if you're still single, you can compare your worker benefit to the spousal benefit of your ex-spouse. And you may be able to claim a benefit, a spousal benefit, on your ex-spouse's benefit. And you can do that if your ex is 62 years or older and you've been divorced for at least 2 years. So just a little bit of a thought there as to there may be some Social Security benefits for divorced people that maybe they're not aware of as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet a lot of people didn't know that. So the caveat there, making sure that you were married at least 10 years, that your ex-spouse is 62 or older. And the key there is that they don't necessarily have to be taking Social Security. You can file on their benefit if your ex-spouse is 62 and you've been divorced at least 2 years. Key is you can't have remarried.
And then there's the subject of widows and widowers. At age 60, widows may be able to claim survivor benefits based on the deceased spouse's record. Now, that's not always the right thing to do. Obviously, if you need the cash flow, that's probably paramount, and it's a good benefit. But if you don't need it, you might not want to take it right away. And the size of your survivor benefit also depends on when your spouse died and whether he or she had actually started claiming the benefits during her lifetime. So there may be the potential that you claim your survivor benefits and then let your worker benefit continue to grow, because the survivor benefit is a spousal benefit, and be able to let your benefit grow is kind of a little planning tool that you can use there as well. Again, you're listening to Your Retirement Highway. It's Ken Heise and Lori Heise. We are the founders. We are the owners of Heise Advisory Group, a local financial planning and retirement planning firm right here in St. Louis. And we would love to hear from you. We'd love to help you out. And if you're interested in sitting down with us, now sitting down in this environment means probably a phone call, maybe a Zoom meeting, whatever is comfortable for you, but just kind of getting connected so that we can have some conversations. The number there, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Or you can go to the web at yourretirementhighway.com and you can actually connect and get on our schedule and sign up for a 15-minute phone call as well. So we've got a number of those avenues available to help you out in these times. So the next thing is, what happens if I sign up for Social Security early and I go back to work? That can be a problem. Another area to be real careful. That these are some areas that we see a lot of people kind of get tripped up on. Because once you make your decision to take your benefit, you only have 12 months to rescind it. And if you rescind your benefit, you just literally have to pay back what was paid to you in full and restart your benefit. So you've got that 12-month window to do that. But if it's already been 12 months, you cannot change that. So one of the real caveats of understanding early benefit claiming is to make sure that you're not going to go back into the workforce, because then it just becomes like it's working against you, so to speak.
Right, and suffice it to say, I mean, for those of you listening, you realize that taking Social Security isn't as simple as saying, oh, I'm 62 or I'm 66 or 67. Hey, I want to take my Social Security. There is some strategizing and there is very defined planning if you want to optimize your Social Security. And many of you may not even be aware of some of the things that we've been going through here just in this short segment, talking about the different benefits for divorcees or if you're a widow or widower, that you know, a light bulb may be going off saying, wow, I didn't know that. I need help with that. And that's why we're here, is to help walk you through all of the different facets of not just Social Security planning, but all of the income planning that goes into the retirement phase. And some of you may be feeling a little paralyzed right now that, oh gosh, I don't want to do anything, you know, with the coronavirus and I can't focus and I can't really even think about these things. You do need to still be planning and thinking. Life will go back to, I don't know what that new normal is going to be, but life will go back to a sense of normal. And retirement is still going to exist and be on the horizon for all of you that are in that phase. So don't get paralyzed by what's happening. Take these opportunities now. We have the time. If you're working from home and you're not going out and you're not doing things, take advantage of these opportunities. Reach out and call us and let us help you with this part of your life.
In where we are today, making sure you're healthy is paramount. Making sure that you stay healthy and have the ability to function, that is so important. The shelter in place is there to help protect us. And at the same time, we want to encourage you to also be financially healthy. We've had a lot of market turmoil. Many of you are afraid of losing jobs and where you're going to go next. There's so much going on that really financially keeping you healthy is important as well. So we're here. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400, and on the web at yourretirementhighway.com, because after all, your best is still yet to come. That second half of life, it should be the best half of your life, a time when you can pursue your passions, what's meaningful, what's fulfilling, the time of your life where, as long as you're making smart financial choices, then hopefully you'll be in a great place where you can enjoy all those great things coming your way. So enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the week. We'll be back right here on KMOX next week. Are you concerned about market volatility and how it may impact your retirement? I'm Ken Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. We've witnessed an almost unprecedented rise in the stock market over the past few years. I don't have a crystal ball, but I've seen market corrections and how it may have a negative impact on your retirement income. You might think you're safe. After all, the 2008 market drop is far behind us. But the risk never goes away. Stop worrying about market volatility and let us help you create a custom-tailored retirement plan for your goals and financial situation. Call Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 and let us help you prepare for the market ups and downs. There's no time like the present to find out how your investment portfolio might perform during a market downturn. Call 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.